I won't be too long. I'm super excited to stand before you as always. It's such an honor. Thank you, pastors. Thank you, elders. It's just praise the Lord. Thank you, choir and music ministry. And thank the Lord for those testimonies. Praise God. I feel like tonight I'm tag team preaching with preachers and poets. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy Easter, my brothers and sisters. Happy Resurrection Day. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The King is risen. He's alive. I tell you, I was riding in this earlier this afternoon, coming into service. You know, the kids are in the back and they're on their little video games. And my wife and I, you know, sometimes when you take this trip quite often, you can kind of zone out. Like, you know, you have a husband and wife moment. Like, we don't always have to talk. You know, we just kind of read our minds thing. We're hoping that that's where we're going, you know, as we grow old together. But we had just kind of zoned out. And my wife just kind of turns to me and goes, "We should be excited." I said, "Huh? We should be excited. We should be really, really excited right now. Jesus is alive." Yeah. Amen. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves to just, you know, here we are as New Yorkers, the hustle and the bustle, the routine, the practice, you know, of coming in Easter Sunday. But you know what? I mean, we should really be alive and excited tonight. And this is an excitement. When we really know what we've come into today, this should be an excitement. This should be a joy that lasts us right until we get on up to heaven and shout and sing with our Savior. But we've got to really know what that's all about. And I just in the few minutes, I want to just share something with you out of Mark chapter 16. And we sang about this earlier, the choir, so beautifully. But in verse 1, just listen with me. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Praise God for this story. You know, if I were to give this message a title for you tonight, here it is. It's a question. Who will roll away the stone? Mary, the two Marys came. They showed up with spices as to anoint Jesus. They came with burial spices, really what they were. If we looked at it in the present tense, it was their way of coming like with flowers to the grave, to someone who has passed away. And so they came and decided to give their respect. They were coming in this effort to kind of give him still this praise. But they didn't realize that they were coming to a God that wasn't dead, but that they were coming to a God that was alive. They were coming to a Jesus Christ that is alive and well today. But I'm amazed at looking at this moment that there are times where even now today there are people that will still come into an Easter celebration or maybe even still visit a church and they will make their approach just as Mary did in a sense of not really recognizing that Jesus is alive and well. There are people today that will come into the house of God. Many of us, we make our approach, but we really don't know what we're coming into. We really don't fully understand that Jesus is alive and that he's King of Kings. And even we understand that they didn't know what they were coming into because they hadn't thought this through very well. I mean, they'd come out with their best spices, their best perfume, their best whatever they had. And when they're walking and coming closer to the tomb, they asked themselves, well, who's going to roll away the stone? They didn't think about that. This was a very large stone. Took quite a few soldiers to move that, probably with some type of wedge or something to move it. But these two little ladies and their little spices weren't about to move that stone. And so yet there was this effort to make their approach to Jesus, but a bit of confusion as to what to expect when they got there. Even today, people show up into church. We show up in this effort to get close to Jesus, but we really don't know how to. We're not sure what to expect. And we feel as though there's a stone in the way. And when they show up, we understand this, that they loved Jesus. There was a desire to know him, to praise him, to adorn him. But they had come in sorrow and in fear. There was a great sadness. But when they showed up, the stone was rolled away. And when they showed up, they made their way into the tomb. I could see them kind of inching their way. The question got answered real quick, who would roll the stone away? You see, when we make our approach to Jesus, you and I better expect that this is not something that you're going to experience in the natural. This is something that you experience in the supernatural. It's the power of Jesus that we're supposed to experience when we come into the house of God. When you decided to come up here on Sunday, this Easter, you better expect it's a supernatural thing that you and I can embrace this evening. And they come in and they look around, and on the right side, there was this young brother dressed in a white robe. I thought about wearing a white suit today, but I said, I don't think that's going to work over there to try to illustrate my message, you know. Maybe down south I could have still gotten away with it, but that ain't happening in New York. And here's this young man is sitting there, this angel dressed in a white robe. Here he is in white. Scripture says that they were alarmed. I mean, can you imagine coming into this tomb, this place that represents death, this place that represents darkness, and all of a sudden you see an angel dressed in white? Hallelujah. My God. You see, it's a supernatural thing. It's only a supernatural thing when you step into a place that's supposed to represent darkness, but there's light up in that place. Because anything that has to do with our resurrected Savior Jesus, it's a light thing that's going on that quenches the dark. And they show up and they're alarmed. And praise God for this angel, coolly and calmly says, No. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of this supernatural thing. Don't be scared of what God has said he was going to do. He told you. He told you over and over again. He said he was going to die. He said it in his word. I'm going to the cross. I'm on a mission. I came on this earth that you and I might be set free from sin, from the bondage of sin. I had a mission, and that was that I would live so that I would die for you, that I might resurrect from the grave on the third day. Don't be surprised. What I offer you is a supernatural experience with me. Don't be alarmed. Don't be taken back. Ready your hearts, brothers and sisters. Let's not pass out like them two soldiers. Let's embrace this supernatural experience. And watch what happens here. He says, you seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. You won't find him in the grave. You won't find him in the place of death. He was crucified and he died on the cross, but he rose again on the third day. That is the completion of his work. That is the completion of his promise for you and I. He died on the cross with our sins, our sin nature, our old fleshly nature. It died on the cross, that you and I might experience his resurrection power on that third day. The grave couldn't hold him. He's alive and well. My brothers and sisters, let me explain something to you. This The stone that was rolled away. God didn't need to roll that stone away so that Jesus could get out, but so that you and I could see that Jesus is no longer in there. He's alive. That's the beauty of God's power. Jesus didn't need the stone to be rolled away. All he had to do was look at it and could have cracked open to a million pieces. That's his power. He can do whatever he wants to do. But in order for you and I to believe, that stone had to be rolled away so that you and I could step into that dark place and recognize that Jesus is not there. He's alive. So who will roll the stone away? Are we still asking that question? Wondering how we're going to get to him? Wondering where we're going to see him? Wondering what we have to bring, will he receive? My brothers and sisters, it's not about what you and I bring to the table. It's what Jesus brought to us. Amen. He brought himself. He brought us himself, his life, so that you and I could live. What do we bring to Jesus? We don't bring spices and perfumes to Jesus. You know what we bring to him? We bring him our mess. We bring him our failure. We bring him our faults. Every time we've attempted to make a good impression, we still blow it. Why do you think half of us show up just about once, twice a year? Because we think we're going to show up in our Sunday best. We're going to get this right, and then we blow it, and I'll get our own round back by Easter next year. Uh-huh. But we serve a God who's so gracious and so loving. The message was this. Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. Hallelujah for this specific message. The angel of the Lord said, you go. You tell the disciples what you've seen. Hey, and you even tell Peter. Go tell Peter. It's the message from the Lord. Go tell Peter, the one that denied me three times. The one that cursed when he was asked, are you one of the followers? Go tell Peter that I'm alive. Go tell the one that deserted me, I'm alive. Go tell the one that has doubts, the one that has fears, the one that's still hiding. Go tell him that I'm here to embrace you. Go tell him that I'm alive. Go tell him that I'm alive and I want to embrace you and I want to love on you. And the very power that brought life in me is the very power that will bring life in you. What a moment in this specific word that we can identify with a Peter, with someone who has rejected God, who has turned his back on Jesus, who denied him, deserted, ran away, hiding in a place of guilt, hiding in a place of great turmoil and sadness. But oh, that the joy of the Lord would meet us in the moment of sadness. That the arisen Savior would look upon us despite our failures and say, I want you to know I'm alive. I want you to know I'm the risen Savior. I want you to know no stone can separate you and I. You see, the question is this. Who will roll away the stone in our lives? It was not Jesus who was being separated and closed off. But yet it's you and I and our sin that are trapped in this tomb. It's really you and I that are trapped in darkness. The stone's been rolled away. Jesus is alive in the fullness of his power and his might and the light of Christ. But you and I have found ourselves in darkness. For those of you who don't know who Jesus is as your Lord and Savior, only Jesus can roll the stone away in your life. Only Jesus can roll away the stones of doubt. It's Jesus who will roll away the stone of depression. Jesus who will roll away the stone of drug addiction. Jesus who will roll away the stone of disease and sin. Jesus did it. Who will roll away the stone? Because my God is alive. My God is alive. Hallelujah to our God, our Father, full of mercy, full of hope that we find in Jesus Christ. We have found mercy because of Jesus Christ. Now we have hope. We're able to come alive tonight in Jesus Christ. We're able to find hope and power, resurrection power. Do you know, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised them from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. And we'll be able to stand on the solid rock. Every stone of addiction, every stone of guilt, every stone of wickedness that has caused you to remain in darkness will be removed, and there'll be a new stone that you'll be able to stand on. It's the rock of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. There might be some in here tonight. You've been in your own tomb. You haven't been sure how to make your approach. How do I approach Jesus? I came in today. I'm not quite sure. Everybody's been all excited. I feel like I'm still trapped. But when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, your victory was sealed on that cross. He sealed your victory. He went through the death that you and I deserved. But then a miracle happened. The greatest miracle of all time. Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the third day. And he rose again in all of his glory and in all of his power. And it's because of that that you and I are able to come alive. We can come up out of that grave with Jesus Christ. I don't have to live in depression. I don't have to live in confusion anymore. I don't have to wallow in my sorrows and in my pains. He is the God that heals through his son, Jesus Christ. He'll heal all of your diseases. He'll heal your physical body. He'll bring healing to your marriage. He'll bring healing in your home. He'll save the lives of your children. Only God can roll away those stones. We don't have to react in astonishment or in bewilderment or in surprise as to what is all of this going on. Hey, brothers and sisters, tonight we shall receive Jesus Christ, who is alive and well. And yes, just like my beautiful wife said, we should be walking out of here excited. 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 Knowing, hallelujah, I pray this in the name of Jesus, that nobody walk out those doors still stuck in the tomb. You let God roll away the stones. You let him roll away the stones. If he had the power to roll away the stone right there 2,000 years ago, what makes you think he cannot release you from your tomb that you're in now? Don't you dare doubt. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that men and women would be set free from their tombs tonight. I come against every stone that has blocked them, that have blinded them, that have left them in darkness. Every stone of guilt, every stone of fear, every stone of doubt. Every stone of generational curses, we find that right now broken in the name of Jesus by the power of your blood that was shed on Calvary. We pray now deliverance in the name of Jesus. You are the risen Savior. And so now, God, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would penetrate every heart that's here in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Music ministry, could you come up? Now listen, some of you might be in a rush to get home. I don't know. You might still have a pernil in the oven or something like that. Or maybe you're getting text messages now. Somebody's saying it's time to get on. Dinner's ready. Let me be open and be honest with you, all right? I've got some food waiting for me too. But, let this be God's time right now. Can you do that? Can you hold on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's let this be God's time. Let's take a few more minutes. I want to do an altar call tonight for those of you that still feel trapped in the tomb and you need God to be your savior tonight. You need God to set you free from sin. You've said enough is enough. You've heard the message. You've heard the testimonies. You know that you need a revival right in your own heart. It was said tonight, allow Jesus Christ to revive your soul tonight. And I want you to come up here and I want you to treat this moment as the stone being rolled away. And you come up and you receive Jesus Christ as your savior. You come up here saying, God, bring a healing to my body. Bring a healing to my mind, my soul. I repent of my sins. And you come up here and declare Jesus Christ your savior. You surrender. Church, can we stand up? Can we stand up in agreement? Don't hesitate now. Let this be God's time and let him set you free. You come up now in the name of Jesus. And if you need to bring your husband, bring him. If you need to bring your wife, bring him. Your friend, bring him. Bring him to the altar right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, he's alive. Hallelujah. He's going to come alive in your heart this evening. He's going to come alive. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Could you pray this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, I come before you this evening and I confess my sin. I confess my failure, my doubt, and my fear. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for me. And I believe you rose again on the third day. I believe the stone was rolled away. Thank you, God, for touching my life, showing me mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ. Be my Savior, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Make me a new creature. Come alive in me, Jesus. Fill me with your power. That I might walk new in your strength and in your love. I give you the glory and the honor for this good news that I receive. And I choose tonight to follow you all the days of my life, to walk in your grace and to walk in your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. You are Christ, the risen King. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.